USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ACLU is calling on the Democratic governor of New Mexico to take action after a group claims to be rounding up illegal aliens along the U.S.-Mexico border. The group, called the United Constitutional Patriots, posted a video earlier this week on social media that shows them rounding up people trying to enter the United States illegally. Former New Mexico Governor Republican Susana Martinez joins Fox News and says none of this would be happening if Congress was doing their job.
This comes from the inaction of Congress. And if Congress doesn't act, then people who are on the border see it every single day, and this is the result from that. So I suggest to the ACLU instead, they need to start encouraging Congress to act and write the laws that they say only they can do.
The California parents who abused and tortured some of their 13 children were sentenced to life in prison on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
America marks 24 years since a tragic and deadly attack on our own soil.
As in 1995, anti-government militant Timothy McVeigh parked and then detonated a rental truck packed with explosives outside the Alfred Murrah Federal Building, the blast killing 168 people and injuring more than 800. McVeigh was later executed by lethal injection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena for the full, unredacted Mueller report. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley has a message for Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Just like the special counsel, it's time to put up or shut up. If you have the evidence, show it. The problem is he doesn't. He knows it. He's been lying to the American people. He's been lying to all of us, accusing this president of treason.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will reportedly launch his long-expected presidential campaign next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
House Democrats are demanding access to the full Mueller report. The Judiciary Committee has sent a subpoena to the Justice Department seeking the unredacted report and testimony from Attorney General Bill Barr. Regarding redactions, USA Radio Network's legal analyst and host of Radio Law Talk, Fred Penny, says they're more common than what people think.
Redactions is a very common practice in court procedures and normal within the district attorney or prosecutor's right for the following reasons. Number one, there's safety reasons like intelligence sources that may be injured or harmed because of it, sensitive security information to prevent information out that may prejudice a current or ongoing investigation, which apparently there are a number of ongoing investigations with possibly up to 12 additional ones, a total of 14. In this case, there's these ancillary investigations still going on. Also about minor children information or any grand jury information, federal law says that they don't want to jeopardize intelligence sources, so that is not allowed to come out and can be redacted. This is so normal to redact things that judges usually hold what's called in-camera hearings that allow the prosecutor and the defense or whoever are the attorneys in the case to go in behind the closed doors and discuss the issues and what should or should not be redacted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.